Yes, we're here to discuss the week's Macintosh news. Not that there's much, because it's 2 weeks after a keynote, and there never is. And it's pissing down with rain outside. And I'm really happy because my daughter's sports day was this afternoon. And the last race finished, which she was in, and 20 seconds afterwards, it pissed down. So thank you, whoever controls the weather, because you did a good job today. Joining me to discuss the Mac news. Superb bunch. What a bunch we have this week. Top left, Don McAllister.
Hello.
Guru Nay.
Oh, I've got wires coming out my head. Sorry about that.
here he is.
Yeah, I've got this nice rack, but I've got all these cables that are just there. Sort of just down.
What are you doing, mate? Are you bypassing stuff because you've short circuited something, or
no? I've got a new box on the desk. I've got a Synology disk array thing which I'm setting up. So it was easier rather than stick it in the rack, just to stick it on my desk when I test it. And
should we be expecting your bandwidth to crap out at any moment?
Well, mind you, I am copying about a terabyte of data across the local area network, so it might actually. Now that you mention it, no, it should be fine. It should be fine.
That should be done by now. Only a terabyte. Good God!
It's been going for about a day.
No.
Yeah. I've got four network ports.
It's got a base 10 card in it or something.
No, it's got gigabit Ethernet ports.
Oh right, okay.
And I've got four of them, and I've aggregated them together. So, yeah, I think I added a disk to it at the same time, which I think has slowed things down. So perhaps I should have
rebuilding.
Yeah.
As well as transferring.
As well as copying. But it'll get there. Half a gig to go.
Good man, good man. Next to him, joining us all the way from the Philippines, Carl Swagger. How you doing, mate?
I'm well. You know, I don't know why you're so worried about Don's internet crapping out. Don is the internet. Don is the bandwidth. Look at that.
it's the sump of the internet bandwidth world.
I get my internet from Don.
All right. Don, what's it? Don Vision. Don. Oh,
Don NS.
Donnet. Donnet. There we go.
Donnet. Sounds good.
Next to Carl, making a very first debut. Well, there's always a first debut, isn't there? Because there's never a second one. Charlotte Henry, how are you doing, girl?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm what? Yeah, excited you've let me on the Mac show now.
Yeah, you were going to go out for lunch, and then I said, do you fancy giving on the Mac? She went,
yeah,
no, stuff that.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. No. Yeah. Because then I get to meet Will Green. How you doing, mate? Charlotte is dead happy to finally meet you, matey.
It's your bit now.
No, don't move your bloody camera.
Well, it was a cat, wasn't it?
Because I've already moved it. Oh, no. We'll be here all afternoon now.
Oh, no.
Don't touch. Just leave it. All right, I'll do the rest. Say hello to Charlotte.
Hello, Charlotte.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Have you met?
No, that was in your imagination.
I'm sure you two were in the pub.
For the pub.
No. It's a lie. A fabrication.
All right, okay. There you go. How you doing, Greeny? Good holiday, mate?
Yeah, not too bad.
Where'd you go?
A treehouse in Somerset.
Really?
What?
Did you really go to a treehouse?
I genuinely did, yeah. I go to treehouseholidays.com.
Was it a club, and did you have a secret handshake? And not let the smelly bloke from down the street come and stay?
What's the bloke with the moon face out of Enid Blyton, who used to live in a tree? What's his name?
You've lost me. I never read Enid Blyton. They were crap.
Oh, moon, the magic tree. The magic tree.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well,
what is Will on today? Magic tree.
I love saying glad to see you back, Will, and the back's in inverted commas.
And this is why I'm so excited to meet Will Green.
Well, you still haven't. And next to him, last but by no means least, Carl Madden. Don't adjust your camera. Let me do it, for God's sake. How you doing, buddy?
I'm fine, thank you, and I'm enjoying this spacious middle window all to myself this week. Thank you very much.
No one cramping your style. No other Sesame Street characters in there. Just Big Bird.
Big Bird.
Did you guys see the flower pot men that was posted in the communities? Now you know why you started the communities, don't you, Madden?
That's it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now then. This is the last Mac show that you're going to hear before the bash. I'm so excited. It's the last one before the bash. Oh, that'll be done.
Bell's going. Yeah, sorry.
That's me calling tech support.
Kyle's more bandwidth.
Yeah, a lot more.
Crank it up.
Kyle accepted. How many of you have got a bash ticket?
I have here.
Ah, Kyle's got one.
I've got one.
Don's got one. Charlotte, have you got a bash ticket? Charlotte? Hello? Charlotte? Charlotte, are you there?
I've got a bash ticket.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, I'm coming. I'm there, mate.
Show only lasts an hour, girl. Try and answer a bit faster. And Greenie, have you got a bash ticket?
You bought me my bash ticket.
I did. I sent you your bash ticket.
What? Yeah!
And are you coming?
Of course I am.
Good man!
Yeah, and I'll be there for the curry too.
And the curry!
I'm working in London the night before, so I'll be on the way up.
Oh, right, yeah, brilliant. Just come in and park up and stay over, no worries, mate.
Lovely.
Not a problem at all. Are you kipping in the van?
I don't know. It depends. The camp fund is not as reliable as it might be.
What, you mean you might fall through the floor?
So, I might be in the camper van or I might be in my car. I'm not too sure.
Oh.
But either way, I'll be there.
I bet your car's no good for sleeping, is it? You bought that sporty crap.
Well, I'm a young man. I need a two-seater sports car.
You're an old man. You need something to get rid of the droop.
Midlife crisis.
Don't give me that, McAllister.
I've been through mine. It's all right.
What did you buy, Don? You bought a Mac Pro, didn't you? That was...
No, my midlife crisis car was one of the old Honda Preludes a while ago.
A Honda Prelude is a midlife crisis car.
It was a big sporty thing at the time. This is going back to the 80s, you know, or the 90s, was it?
Yeah. Oh, my.
Cost me an arm and a leg anyway.
Right. Charlotte.
What do you drive? I drive a Honda Prelude. That would never work in a chassis line, would it? Really?
Oh, you wouldn't chuck those keys into a swingers party, would you? Not a Honda Prelude,
it was
Christ.
A lovely car.
Yeah. I go through a midlife crisis. You don't buy comfy cars, Don. You buy cars that make up for the fact you've got a tiny dick. That's all.
Oh, I'm glad I reconnected at the time to hear that. Thank you so much.
It's been so long. But the bash is coming next week. If you haven't got your ticket, you need to get it now because I've relented. We've got a lovely, lovely sponsor. TechSmith have piled in and given us some cash towards the event. Thank you, Betsy. She's absolutely gorgeous and wonderful. She supported us last year and TechSmith is supporting us again this year. So please, please, please come along to the bash. I've reduced the prices on the tickets down to £20 because we've got some sponsorship. So get in and get your ticket. If you want it, you've got to get it this week. If you get it next week, I can add a little bit of extra food, but I can't be doing a load more extra. But everything's booked. It's all well and good. It's off and running. It's in Birmingham. B36, B46 for your hotel postcodes. Under 12s are free. All the beer and all the food you want are there. And there's a curry the night before. We're all having a curry at the best curry house in the world, the Kismet, not the Aftab. And
I wasn't going to rise to it.
Yeah, you were. Jolly good. But there will be a curry the night before. It starts at 9 o'clock, but we'll be drinking from probably 2 o'clock in the afternoon in the Bradford Arms over the road, and then piling in drunk. We've got the entire restaurant nearly, so there's only four more covers available to buy. So, and then that's it.
If our party doesn't get it, someone that night is going to be really pissed off that they're sitting in a restaurant with a load of ETN people.
I spoke to Melanie the night we went for curry, and he said, "Now is everyone coming?" I said, "Dude, I've got a tenner off everyone that's coming. They're either coming or they're losing a tenner, and you're a tenner up for not having to serve any food." He went, "Oh, okay, fair enough. I can live with that." And he serves beer. It's a curry house that serves beer. We like that. So come to the bash. It's next Saturday. It's going to be awesome. We've got 70 people coming, and we've got a big hall, and we've got some really fantastic grub and some beers and loads of fun and games. And the weather is booked, but whether they deliver or not, I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. It's not the British Grand Prix weekend. That's a positive, because you know it's going to piss down on the British Grand Prix weekend. So,
Bubble God, I sort the weather out.
You will? Good man. Thank you. The Week in Apple. What is there? There's loads of stuff this week in tech news, but it's all kind of like stories that you want to take the piss out of something rotten. The first one is they're going to live stream the Cupertino quorum thing that they've got for the building of the new spaceship campus. There it is, all its glory.
It's going to be fascinating, isn't it?
Oh, yes. And you thought, well, that's okay, Apple are going to do it, there'll be some pizzazz. No, it's not. It's Cupertino City Council are doing it. Because councils are well known for their live streaming events, aren't they?
Will it be on the Apple TV?
No, it won't have its own channel. The Cupertino City Council hasn't got their own Apple channel, I don't think. I want to know what the red lines are for, though. I know they're like the designation of where it is or isn't, but what's the big slanty building? Is that already there or is that being built? And what's the buildings up the right? Are they the existing campus?
What's the line through the middle? Not through the middle, like through the side. There's like a path that splits it through down one corner.
Yeah, it's in different phases, isn't it? I think those buildings down the side were a second or third phase.
Right.
But the campus is further off to the left.
By the looks of it, I think it's going to be a new Area 51.
Yeah, and that's a landing strip at the bottom there.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
Is that actually a landing strip?
They've created a diagonal-shaped secret weapon. And it has to have a stripy landing strip that's diagonal to land on.
I-bomb?
Maybe that's actually for Don's jet.
Oh, right, yeah.
See, that's what it was. It's Don's jet. Phase 1 to Phase 5 and parking zone, says Mustang Matt in the chat room, who would know because he used to work for Apple, allegedly. But not allegedly, he did.
Allegedly.
I don't know why I said allegedly. I'm sorry, Matt, I didn't mean allegedly. I mean, you did. And he would know. So there you go. Is there anything to talk about with that one? Is there anything interesting in the spaceship? Because I don't think there is. It's just a big round building, and you're going to be really pissed off if you get shoved in one of those other buildings, aren't you, and not in the mothership.
I reckon that the side building is going to be where they do all their, like, secret projects, aren't they? That's where they put people on the, like, high secret stuff.
Right, on the side buildings or in the main building?
Yeah, I reckon that's where they'll put, like, the new sort of R&D projects and stuff.
Right, okay. They won't put them in the main building?
I shouldn't think so, because as we're going to probably discuss later, they're a bit OCD about their secrecy now, aren't they?
Just a bit. But maybe, is there a basement on this building, or is it all above ground?
It's probably like five basements.
Well, mm-hmm. There needs to be a dungeon, doesn't there, and a torture chamber.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Yeah.
That's Quasimodo.
Yeah, that's right. You can't put that above ground because people might see in. It's got to be below to hide the screams.
That's probably next to the auditorium, so you can drag press out.
There you go. So yeah, definitely.
Each floor represents something. You know, the floor of the rats. The next floor. You know, the car battery on your nuts. You know, various levels of torture.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
Sorry, Charlotte. You were saying?
I was just saying where they locked Scott Forstall. Where on the map is that?
Yeah, no, I got to say, I was getting a bit uncomfortable with the lambasting that Forstall was taking at the keynote. I didn't mind the first jibe, but then when they kept coming, I kept thinking, that's not really good. Doesn't look good on Apple when they keep having a go at the bloke. Much as
they didn't single the bloke out, though, did they?
Come on!
No, hang on. It was that they done the stuff as well. They're having a go at themselves as well.
Oh, were they? I thought it was all Forstall-based.
There's no way it's just if Scott Forstall said, okay, we're going to have lots of level, we're going to have lots of green, everyone says, oh, yeah, okay. It was a company decision. It must have been.
So you reckon that, what's his name? I can't remember his bloody name.
Like Fegarini or whatever?
Ferengi. That's it.
Ferengi.
Ferengi.
Ferengi. He does. He looks like a Ferengi.
There's one less MacBook Air for you, Don, this year.
No, it's as Don said, they didn't single him out. I mean, we were all interpreting at the time it was that way. But remember, it was those were the same people who put the stuff in originally.
Right.
So, you know, you can take it both ways. They've taken the mickey out of themselves or they're taking the mickey out of Scott.
I think they're taking the mickey out of Scott.
I thought it was all pointed at Scott, I have to say.
Me too.
Well done for taking the high ground, though, Carl, I have to say. Yeah.
So when I watched it, it's the first thing I thought. Oh, look, you know they're having a poke at Scott. You know,
yeah.
So that's the first thing that came to mind to me. Didn't bother me though.
You could be right. I'm just saying there is an alternative there.
No, you're the better man for thinking of it, mate.
He sort of deserves it, though, didn't he? Let's be honest.
The guy did a lot. I mean, you could turn around and say they were having a poke at Steve Jobs, because half of the skeuomorphic stuff was Steve Jobs' idea. Like, the Corinthian leather was from his jet.
Really?
Yeah.
I never knew that.
So he must have, you know, given it a big tick in the box. He must have liked it. So, you know, they might have been battling against Steve and Scott.
Good point.
Yeah, but how do you know it's Corinthian leather? Okay, then it's from his jet.
It's
not real.
Don was sat next to him when he said, "This would look great on OS 10, wouldn't it?"
Yeah, I'm going to take this for my jet. Just actually, like Steve, I've got it in my jet as well, says Don.
Yeah, Will, is this the first Mac show you've been on since they revealed iOS 7?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So what did you think? I mean, you're the great Johnny Ive cheerleader. What did you think of his design?
Wonderful, I think, personally. Brilliant. Brilliant. It's Apple have gone a bit rubbish since Scotty used car salesman forced them, messed the whole thing up. I hope I've put that as subtly as I can. And I thought Johnny Ive has put the whole Apple train back on the rails. And I loved the bit that Fatty Phil said. You know, can we innovate? Can we arse? So what was it now?
That's not actually sure.
We can't innovate my arse.
My arse, or something like that. The American version of that. Anyway, that was brilliant. I think it's probably the best keynote I've seen since Steve Jobs passed away. Personally,
right? Okay.
Big shout,
Charlotte Rankin.
Charlotte, we haven't got your impressions of iOS 7. Have you seen it?
Well, I'm not a very good person to ask about iOS 7 because I'm nervous of admitting this on this show, but I'm actually still a BlackBerry user.
Oh, my life!
Dun, so dun,
dun. I'm actually a BlackBerry fan, I'm not an iOS 7 user at all.
Charlotte, are you downloading porn or something? Because you've gone into real bad vision.
I know. We've been having loads of porn on my internet. I think it's because I whipped out a BlackBerry.
You got a little kid next door torrenting movies, mate, off your Wi-Fi.
It looks like it, doesn't it? Horrendous.
It does, yeah.
I'm all hardwired in there, so I don't know what it's doing. I can try and connect and reconnect where you're talking to someone else.
No, don't worry about it.
Come on, Don, give her a little bit of bandwidth. Come on, Don.
That's always been a neat point, isn't it? Do women watch porn?
I don't know. I'm sure they do.
Oh. I don't know they do.
I've watched porn with women in the past.
Ah, that's because you've been watching porn.
Well, no, it was a we.
I know that, but it's more like that you decided to put it on, and the ladies.
Yeah, okay, I suggested. Yeah,
and sensible people remain quiet.
Just go.
Okay, there we go. We'll have a chat room survey, please. Any ladies? Have we got any ladies in the chat room, or is it all sausage?
No, conversation.
There's no women in the chat room today. Oh, dear.
Well, I just jumped out.
Well, we can't ask Charlotte because, A, that would be rude, and, B, that wouldn't be a proper survey anyway. So, just one person. We need more than one. Thanks for taking us off that track, Will. I hope
that's
we recovered
all right.
It
well. Yeah. iOS 7. It's always been a bit of a mystery to me.
It's all a bit of a mystery. No kidding, mate. Whilst we're on the subject, Apple has waded in and applauded the Supreme Court judgment over same-sex marriage. Excellent. In a pre-prepared statement, Apple said, "We're well aware that many of our customers may be gay, and to not come out and say something positive would probably hit our financial bottom line." No, that's not what it said. What am I talking about? What on earth are Apple doing talking about same-sex marriage? What the f*** has it got to do?
Tech companies have got involved in this campaign.
Right. What the hell are any companies getting involved in this campaign for?
Good question. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of the tech companies have really sort of put a lot of time and effort into this. You obviously have Google did the whole It Gets Better campaign, which they use YouTube to do. So I'm not actually that surprised about this at all. And obviously, Apple have got a gay CEO, and so on. So I'm not surprised by this at all.
I think they're just trying to take the attention away from iOS 7.
Fred's gone.
I mean,
Fred's been saying things in the chat room and Fred's gone. He won't be back.
I think it's all rather jolly anyway. A bit of sex in IT. Why not?
as long as it gets the server fixed.
Yeah.
What are server rooms for?
Well, you could imagine swingers parties in Apple and all love is good, which is the route I've always taken.
So thanks, Greeny.
Apple agree with me. As an ex-Apple employee, I don't know it for a fact, but, you know, there it is.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Green.
I don't think there's a problem with big corporate companies having sort of a corporate ethos. I think...
How can the corporate mind have an opinion either way about same-sex marriage?
Because you haven't been at the Apple Swingers parties. That's what I'm saying.
Oh, right. So I've got to get you now, Greeny. Sorry, I saw where you were coming from. I didn't get it. Yeah.
Oh, Apple are a big employer in California, aren't they? And they, you know, they look after their interests of their employees. I think that's the, you know, that's the route they want to take.
Don was there.
Yeah, but I mean, if you said Apple's... Yeah. I mean, I'm sure no end of times Apple said we're not a homophobic employer. We're an equal opportunities employer, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But you don't need to applaud decisions in courts. Surely. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but I just thought, what's the point? That's purely done for the purposes of selling more Macs to the gay community. No more.
No,
because Google supported in the past as well. They had, you know, their...
Yeah, Google don't sell anything.
I believe it was.
I don't know. If you look on things like all things, I think all things they put together a whole lot of tech responses to the Supreme Court decision. So I don't think it is just Apple.
No, all right.
Homophobia. That's what it is.
I'm not homophobic.
It's all coming out now, isn't it?
I like you, don't I?
Yeah.
And you swing both ways.
When you stopped the night at my place, I never crept into your bed, did I?
No, you didn't. I grant that. That's fair enough.
You know,
I was hoping, but never mind. there's a new game out. It's called...
Did you say game or gay? What do you say?
Game. It's called Mr. Shingu Zoo. And I can't get this. I don't get this at all. It's a game where you have to...
There's really no bloody news, is there?
No, there's no news at all, mate. This is the second best f***ing story of the week.
Oh.
That wasn't a cue for you to start swearing either, Greeny. That's my fault, sorry. This is a game whereby you have to make an origami animal on an iPad... Mm-hmm. And then it comes to life and you have to treat it like a Tamagotchi or it dies. And eventually it dies anyway. So...
What's it biodegrade?
But there's little games you can play along the way. It's £2.99.
It makes much sense of anger as putting a bird into a catapult and firing it at a pig.
All right.
No, that's genius.
That is genius, actually.
We're into our picks now already.
No, we're not into picks, God. I looked at this and I thought, shall I get this for my daughter? Because she's 4 years old. She'd probably get the folding of the paper eventually. She'd have the little animal and she could live with it and grow it up and that kind of stuff. But I just thought, what's the point?
When I was a kid, I loved my Tamagotchi. That was one of the best things ever when me and my sister got them.
See, you're the only person on the panel that wasn't 30 when Tamagotchi came out.
Anyway, I think kids will love this because when back in the day, we loved Tamagotchis and all those things.
Windrider in the chat room. No, I can't read that out. iBookery says paper folding is fun, and Adam says that game looks shite.
No, Pete's saying is it like a massive scam with the in-app purchases?
No, well, I hope not. At $2.99.
Well, yeah.
Yeah,
you never know, though.
Is it as good as Temple Run, though?
It doesn't look like it's anywhere near Temple Run, mate.
Is anything as good as Temple Run?
Well, based on the graphics, I'm thinking it's appealing more to the slow-minded than the quick-fingered.
Well, so. I think you should take the bullet, Ewan, and pay the £3, and then you can inform us. You can have it as your pick next week.
I'll get Bryony to write a review.
There you go.
And stick it up on the site. That'd be cool. In that case, I'm going to see if I can get a free copy.
Because £3 would break the bank.
Yeah, absolutely. Christie's are having an auction of 25 items that are available if you want to go and get them. They include one of the first 25 Apple Ones, which is going to go for hundreds of thousands of dollars, they reckon. There's also a Lisa, which will probably go for $10.99. And there's also a pile of other stuff as well, an Apple II GS and a 20th anniversary Macintosh, which was limited to 12,000 units.
You do know, they do know you can get about 20 new ones for that, don't they?
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Get Mac Pros. I mean, I'm sure there's, you know, there's collector's items and that kind of stuff, but this one, apparently this one's signed by Steve Wozniak. Did he sign them all or not?
He signs everything. You pay him and he'll sign anything.
Well, no, there I know.
There's Donis's website called something like signed by Wozniak or something, or was, and you can send him anything you want and they'll sign it for money.
He'll sign it for money. That's how he makes money.
Yeah.
Or does he give it to charity?
No, keeps it himself.
You're joking.
Oh, are you sure?
Seriously?
I mean, that's
signed by Woz, I think, is signedbywoz.com, I think it is. I'm not joking, honestly. Check it out. Signedbywoz.com.
Right, here we go.
Well, it's along those lines.
Google.
Whatever you want,
I'm checking
you,
it out.
You package it up, send it to him, he signs it, give him the money, sends it back.
Adam's already found it.
It's probably run by some bloke in Ilford.
Signedbywoz.com.
Signedbywoz.com. It's true!
There I am an expert in this stuff when it comes to
scams. That's why he won't come on the show, because he's too busy frigging signing that and then spending the money in hotels and...
Yeah, that's the reason.
Dancing girls.
If that's the case, though, that's got to make the price of this Lisa drop to at least $8.99 then, because the signature is so much in, you know, circulation.
You can buy an 11x17 Apple One schematic reproduction, signed by Woz, for $45 plus shipping. An original Apple One operation manual, signed by Woz. And now this is interesting, because on the picture that was being put out by Christie's, Woz has signed it, and it's supposedly the original operation manual, but the original operation manual looks identical to this one. So either this is fake and the Wozniak signature is just a reproduction, it's not actually signed by him, it's just a photocopy, colour photocopy, or the one that Christie's is selling is fake.
He keeps coming around my door.
Steve Wozniak?
Yeah.
He pops around asking to go to the tontine for a beer.
Yeah, do you want me to sign stuff? Well, I said, Woz. I'm fed up with you signing stuff. And you won't listen.
He's a git that way, isn't it? His wife's lovely. I think she's changed a lot of emails with her saying, do you want to come on the Mac show? And she just replies, no. But she does it really politely. She doesn't tell me to piss off or anything.
No, thank you.
No, she says...
Please call it in the chat room there. Apparently, Mr. Wozniak does not profit from the sale of any of the items listed above.
Right. All we thank Mr. Wozniak for his generosity in helping small business, signed by Wozniak.com. So it's not him. Oh, that's even worse.
It's not even him?
No, it's not even him, mate. That bloke who turns at your door asking for signatures, it's an imposter. It's not Woz.
He's my neighbour. You know my neighbour's not talking to me anymore.
Why not? What have you done?
Well, on dog walks and stuff, because we live in a terrace, when he was doing the ironing in the kitchen, I used to like throwing little stones at his window and then hiding underneath the wall. It used to really make me laugh. I'd throw a little stone and he'd look and, you know, didn't see anybody.
Did he laugh as well, or was he pissed off immensely?
What? He was getting a little bit peed off. He laughed nicely at the start, but I kept doing it, and then he started moaning to me that I might hurt his windows. So then I started throwing him at his door. So last night I was on the dog walk. I have to be honest, I'd had a couple of beers. And I threw a few stones at his doors. And he came out and had a bit of a go at me. So then later, I got back and I got this remote control car and I've got a cab. And you can press the button on the remote control and the car goes something like, you can't have too much speed. So along those lines, anyway. So I put the So they'd locked the cat flap, but I was able to get a little screwdriver and open it to get the... So I put the... to put the car in, and it started whizzing around his head for a little bit, saying you can't have too much speed. And he wasn't very happy about this, and now he's not talking to me. Oh, it was rather jolly, really.
I was going to say to you, it got this in my head, grainy, like, oh, you do it a couple of times and he's happy, but you've been doing it for 12 years or something.
It has been a long time.
You've been doing it, how long have you been doing this, Greeny?
I have to be honest, about 6 years, I suppose. But...
Some tosspot's been throwing stones at your window for 6 years and he's only just pissed off at you.
Well, he's a lovely guy, but I think...
He really is. He's up for the next papal seat, I think, mate.
But I think putting the remote control car through his cat flap sort of, I don't know, I think it's tipped the balance.
You think?
Is that a euphemism?
Oh, no.
Pushed him over the edge.
He did. He did a little bit. But I thought it was really jolly. anyway, he didn't think it was jolly. So that's that. That's that.
Poor cat's so traumatised.
Mustang Matt says, I've got one of Wazzy's business cards at home. It's in brushed aluminium. I don't know whether he set it in brushed aluminium or whether it's made of brushed aluminium or what. But
no, that's what his cards are.
Made of brushed aluminium.
Yeah, brushed aluminium. There we go. Very good.
You're saying is Waz isn't signing this stuff.
No, this is Mr. Wozniak does not profit from the sale of any of the items listed above. We thank Mr. Wozniak for his generosity in helping a small business like signedbywoz.com. All items signed on this website are guaranteed for life and authentically signed by Mr. Wozniak. Items pictured are generally representations to show placement of signatures on given items. Due to the various quantity of signed items, the signature may vary slightly.
Is he signing them or not? That's the question.
Well, according to that statement, he's signing them, and they send a pile over to him. He does a little bit of signing, and then they flog him and make a profit out of it. And he gets nothing. But there you go.
What a nice man.
I don't believe that. There's none of those people left in the world.
That's rubbish.
Yeah.
He's keeping the cash, isn't he?
That's all.
It's his site. Sorry, you can send anything to it, and he'll sign it. And so, hold on, where's...
I'd just like to distance myself from anything Will says.
You're not going to get sued, it's going to be me. And no one's going to believe for 1 second that he's sane enough to say something that's libelous. Or slanderous. Go on then, Greeny.
Well, I was just saying, where's he sending the money to?
Oh, I don't know. That, you send it to PayPal.
No! You're right, you get this bit of rubbish, bit of tat, you send it off to Sign by Woz, he signs it, sends it back, you pay him... Where is he sending the money to?
Well, he's not. It's a company. It's a third-party firm.
So he's signing stuff for nothing?
Yeah, according to this, yeah.
That's rubbish, isn't it? How can you... I mean, Christ, life is too short as it is.
We should start Sign by Will.
Oh, yes, you can. No, there's a mailing service as well. No, it all looks a bit strange.
Will, get yourself online, get UK2 and buy signedbywill.com. And just say at the bottom, I just want to make it clear that I profit entirely from the sale of all of the items listed above.
I shall drink all profit.
At least that's honest, isn't it? Was hiding behind the... Should keep him in pies, isn't it, or something, probably. What?
There you go.
Him and Fatty Phil.
There you go. So there's 25 items on sale at Christie's, signed by Woz allegedly. Whether they sent them off to Signed by Woz to get them done or not, I don't know.
He could sign your Thunderbolt display.
Thank you for that link. Apple Thunderbolt displays are running low, people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said something before we started, Carl, that they've run low before.
They've run low before, but... This time, it could be real, because first of all, there's still the old shape of the old iMac, which is now a lot thinner and skinnier and sexy looking.
Yep.
And they've also got their Pro coming out later in the year, which obviously doesn't come with a monitor. So you can just imagine, if you're going to fork out X amount for a Pro, whatever it's going to be, you might as well pick yourself up a streamlined Thunderbolt display at the same time. So Thunderbolt 2, probably, as well.
And Thunderbolt 2, yeah. So, Will, Thunderbolt? Thunderbolt 2?
You know what right? It's doomed.
It'd be done within a year.
I just don't understand it. Why do they bother? Don, you've always argued against this, but why do they bother?
Bother with what? Thunderbolt?
With these ridiculous new connectivity solutions. You've got USB 3 and it's just that's always been a pain in the ass with this sort of stuff. And
there's an easy there's an easy answer for that, Will. It's because they can.
But isn't the Thunderbolt also a controller rather than just a USB, which is just...
How many people use it as a controller, though? Because they only use it for display relay and for hard drive. I don't know of any other uses of Thunderbolt. Tell me I'm wrong. But
no, it's a high-speed bus, isn't it, basically? I mean, you can throw tons of data down. Thunderbolt 2 is even faster as well. So you can, that's the only way you can drive these three 4K monitors off a Mac Pro is using Thunderbolt 2 because of the amount of bandwidth that those sort of displays would actually require.
USB 3 would do it.
USB 3 is not going to do display to 4K, four 4K monitors.
No. No way.
No.
To four of them.
Three of them.
Four of them anyway. That's ridiculous. And it's only because they don't put bloody other... I'll tell you what annoys me. Okay, I'm happy with Apple doing their silly interfaces. That's all good. You know, like they build these super fast motorways, but nobody...
Is that like John Cleese's Ministry of Silly Walks?
Go on, sorry.
Is that like the John Cleese go on.
But my big bugbear with this is you spend 800 quid on a monitor, which I think is probably how much it costs.
Yep.
But they don't put a HDMI port in. And it just makes things awkward for people. You know, you take your Mac into to do a presentation, and is there a VGA port on there? No, you have to get an adapter and blah, 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 blah. And it's just ridiculous.
So you want to buy a cutting-edge £1,500 laptop with VGA?
Well...
Will wants to buy a PC and put Google Chrome on it and call it good.
And you want to buy a monitor that's got 2560 by 1600 resolution that HDMI can't even cope with.
Oh. Anyway, you know what I'm saying. They make things awkward just for the sake. Sometimes.
Well, they like to march things forward. They don't like to stand still. They like to, it seems to me, they like to always, innovate, if that's the word, but they like to force people to go forward. Like, they forced everyone to go to USB and stuff in the early days, and they were the first ones to start dropping the optical drive and the floppy drive, and now, virtually no one puts a floppy drive in their things anymore.
Charlotte, you need to turn your volume up, mate, because these rude bastards aren't paying any attention to you.
No, but the other thing is that they all know that we're going to fork out 17, 18 quid for every adapter, and they know we're going to do it because everyone wants their MacBook Pro connected to another monitor or a TV or something like that. And actually, yes, Carl's right, is innovative and it does move things forward, but also it makes a nice whack of money every time for Apple, every time we all have to go and upgrade the accessories that only Apple provides. And that's ultimately what it comes down to.
And mind you, this is coming from a BlackBerry user.
Well, I think Charlotte's talking a lot of sense there, personally.
If you look back to the redesign of the Mac Pro when they took away the replacement battery and everyone was up in arms about it because everyone needed replacement batteries. And now, with the latest Haswells and the latest MacBook Airs, which don't have replaceable batteries, you can run the thing for 12 hours. You know, and that's the way they work. They look, 2 years into the future and say, well, by the time we get to this point, the technology will be so that the batteries won't need replacing because they can last for a full day. So let's start, bringing in or removing some of the technology that people will no longer require at that point. And they can then use those designs, to create a really smart, nice new kit.
Mm.
I mean, if I'd have been an iPhone user, I'd have been pretty irritated about the change of pins at the bottom, which is exactly the same as the Thunderbolt issue. They changed them, whatever, this cable.
But they'd stayed the same for, 6 years.
Charlotte, you could have held up a parallel or an LPT1 port there. We wouldn't have known the difference.
So, exactly, it's stayed the same for 6 years. So people have bought loads and loads of accessories that weren't their iPod and their iPhone, the speakers and all things like that, and then suddenly none of it works unless you purchase another Apple accessory, which is
all Apple's way of controlling the supply chain, which is fine and it works for them. But as consumers, we should sort of accept that's what they're doing. That's what we're buying into.
But tech companies can't stand still. They have to keep moving forward. Otherwise, they just die. They become obsolete. And I know what you understand what you're saying. From a consumer point of view, that's bad. But when it comes to the pull, it wasn't that big a deal. Okay, there was that moment of pain that we all had as they switched. But like every – if you go out and buy one – Android phone to another Android phone, those ports won't match up to be the same usually. Now, because the European Union last year or something, they passed a law that they all have to be USB ports now. And I think Apple even has to supply a USB cable or something, if I remember correctly. But you have to move on. And Apple didn't want that big 30-pin adapter because there was tons of technology in there that was just obsolete now.
If I could buy a replacement case for my iPhone 4S that gave it a Thunderbolt cable compatible port underneath, I'd buy it because I hate it. I hate the 30 pin now.
Why?
Because I love my little lightning pin. It's much better. I'd rather have that charging all my devices as opposed to the 30 pin's horrible and clunky and big and wacky and shit now. Hate it.
I agree. Because I feel the same way when I plug in the iPhone 5 now with the lightning connector versus the 30 pin on my iPad. I like it a hell of a lot better on the iPhone 5. And I was one of these people that was bitching at first, you know, saying they've changed everything. But we do go through, Carl's right, we do go through that period where we bitch for a little while, and then we realize, okay, this is not a bad idea, obviously, in the end. It's just, we just bitch because we had to replace a few or buy a few adapters and things.
Yeah, but I mean, at least Apple don't care if you bitch, because they know you're going to keep buying their stuff. But
they're right. I think what the point we're making here is, Charlotte, is we sit and bitch and moan at the time that we've got that point of pain that Carl's talking about. Yeah. But 2 years down the line, we realise they were right in a lot of cases. Right.
But do you think as well that you've got, I mean, are we the average Apple punter? I shouldn't think so. And actually, the average Apple
punter. That came out as, do Apple pick Manti Panesar?
No, I wasn't talking
about
the cricket.
No, that's all I heard. I did that crapped up so much. That's what it came across. Sorry, say again. Do Apple what?
Indian cricketer, isn't it?
You guys think you're the average Apple punter.
Yeah.
And actually, your reaction and experience is what the average, you know, person that walks into an Apple shop has. Or do you think most Apple people that buy Apple products get settled in, set up their, you know, their workflow, whatever their system is, probably much more simplified than your setup, and then find they've got to change everything, and they're quite irritated by that.
My wife's got an iPhone 4, and when she saw the little connector for my iPad Mini, she said, "That's neat. Is it what makes that?" I said, "It's Apple. It's the new connector port for Apple." She's like, "Oh, that'd be great. I want one of those." "You can't have it because you've got an iPhone 4, darling. It won't work." Why not?
Okay.
I bought her an adapter to go on the end of her 30 pin, and she loves it. That's £2 I ever spent.
You don't have to treat a lady, don't you?
I do, mate.
Plus, I think if you're talking about the average consumer that just buys an iPhone because they want an iPhone, they don't tend to buy that many surrounding peripherals and stuff. So they get their new charger when they get their new phone.
Yeah.
Fair point.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I want Apple to innovate. I want them to move forward. I want them to change things. I don't want them to be stagnant like Sony was for years, because look at the predicament they're in now.
Yeah, we also don't want to spend $100 on new adapters the whole time.
Yeah, but we don't. I mean, the beauty is with the Apple adapter is that the little tiny plug still takes a USB on the underside, so you only need a new cable. And yeah, okay, the cable's £25, but like they say, the cable comes with your new phone. The iPhone 5 and the iPod Touch are too thin to be fitted with a 30-pin port, in my opinion, says Winrider. Good point. And Big Russ says, I can plug my iPhone in the dark now without needing to have the light on to light up the display to see the little logo to then try and put it in the right way.
Same with me, but when I'm drunk.
Wasn't that the first Sherlock episode? The guy said that his brother was a drunk or something because he fiddled with the charging port. And
he could see the scratches on the charging port.
See? Not anymore for you, Madden. No.
That's a reference to the first.
That's the first Sherlock, yeah.
No. Out of the books, it was John Watson's brother who he struggled to wind his watch, and because Sherlock could see the scratches outside the where they put the key in to wind the watch.
Got you. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm a member of the Sherlock Holmes Society of London and have been for about 20 years.
Good man. I'm sure Alex Fox is in there as well. You should have bumped into him at some point.
Is he?
I'm sure he is. He's a massive Sherlock Holmes fan. He told me where to get the entire back catalogue.
We should get married, me and Alex Fox.
Yeah. He grows a beard, though. He's a lousy kisser as well. this is an iPhone 5S in production, apparently. Woo! There you go.
I should hope so by now.
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 million of these are going to be required at launch, minimum, for the first week, anyway. It doesn't look any different.
It's half years. It's the half cycle, isn't it? It's the tick or the tock, whatever they call it. So you do 2 years of the same basic design so they can recoup their money.
Right. And just change gubbins.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, is it slightly thinner? We discussed this last week, didn't we?
It looks slightly narrower on the photo, but I don't know whether that's right now.
I think it looks thinner there because I don't think it has a back on it.
No. We know that.
No, I'm serious.
I'm serious too. It's not finished. It's the screen. It's the digitizer. That's all.
Are you in?
The same dimensions, don't they? For the case manufacturers, etc.
You think it's going to be the same dimensions because of case manufacturing? There won't be a 4S difference. Did the 4 and the 4S was the change in the volume button 4 to 4S? It was, wasn't it? They moved the 4S button
slightly
and, up, and half of your cases that had got a split disappeared and weren't any good. So, talking of the 4S, they've had Brian Hogan on. Apparently, he did like a webinar-y type thing, and he was the guy that sold the phone to Gizmodo, the original iPhone 4. And I just got to love some of these replies. The quick points of interest from the Ask Me Anything thread on Reddit was... first one, Hogan spent more than $5,000 in legal fees, which is all he got from Gizmodo. Gizmodo promised to pay Hogan an additional $3,000 after the story aired, but then they never did. And Hogan was charged with a misdemeanor, a misappropriation of lost property, and had a fine of $125. So he's $125 out of pocket. Hogan also replied, he didn't turn over the phone to the bar owners because he was 21, drunk, and didn't think about it at the time.
Yeah.
I was young and stupid. Why would I do that? That all disappeared, didn't it? Did Gizmodo never actually got prosecuted or anything?
No, they've also never been invited to an Apple event again.
Right. The DA of Monroe County found his lipstick that week. Definitely. He should have had them.
I think Apple's probably quite happy about this.
Yeah, they got tons of publicity.
They got tons of publicity too. If you're another stupid 21-year-old who finds an Apple product in the pub and you've read about this, are you going to sell it to someone who's going to give it back? I mean, you didn't make any money out of it. In fact, it looks like you probably lost money.
He's lost, yeah.
But you shouldn't steal it in the first place if you find it.
Yeah, it is stealing.
Exactly.
Theft by finding.
Yeah.
In the end, it's stealing, yeah. I'd like to think there's still some people with some morals in the world.
Go on, Will. Let's be honest.
What would you do if you'd have found it?
I'd have had a play with it first, but then I'd have given it back.
Yeah, I mean, you're in this pub and somebody leaves like a development version of the next iPhone. Am I wrong in saying that I think everybody, other than a vicar or something like that, would not take it home and think, "Ooh, lovely," and then think. Maybe I could sell the story. I mean, the guy's not a saint, is he?
I wouldn't.
No. I wouldn't.
I wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. I'd be like you, and I would play with it for a little bit and be, oh, this is pretty cool. I better find out who the hell this belongs to, because it's not mine.
I'd take screenshots, email it to myself.
I'd probably take it, give it to Jeff Gamut, and get a nice
pay rise. But people don't do it. I mean, you lost your phone, didn't you, recently?
I did. I lost it on a railway line in West London.
So there are, you know, people out there will try and contact the person who owns it if they can, or they'll hand it in. I don't...
No passcode.
It's a bit different, isn't it?
No passcode, no identifier in there as to who owned it whatsoever. And a couple of days later, when the guy's off night, he rings up my wife and says... I think I might have your husband's phone. And she goes, I love you.
That's not my point, though. I'm not saying, you know, like, if we find... If I was on the train and I find an iPhone 5, yes, of course I would send it back. But if I was you found a prototype for the most exciting phone in the world, wouldn't you make the most of that? Or am I an evil genius?
I'd get pictures galore of me stood with it, posing with it. Take a picture, show, look at this, wow! But then I'd give it back. I wouldn't steal it and try and sell it to a news agency. I'd sell the pictures to a news agency.
But you're always releasing secrets, Don. I mean, you're the worst at it.
Not.
You got to remember, this guy tried to... He showed it around to all these different tech companies, and he's tried to start a bidding war. Now, there's no way he can come away and say, I didn't know that was illegal. Mind you, no one should have paid the money to get it either, so Gizmodo's no...
Well, that's right. Gizmodo's receiving stolen goods, most definitely. So
it's
bad as a
crime. It's interesting as well how many people shied away from taking it.
But did he steal it, or did you just find it?
He found it.
No, there is no difference. It's theft by finding, mate. Same thing.
Theft by finding. If you find a £5 note on the street and you pick it up...
You have to return it to the rightful owner.
How would you know that, then?
Because it's written on the front. The rightful owner of a £5 note is the Bank of England.
What I'm saying is, who would you... You know, you wouldn't know the rightful owner, would you?
The rightful owner is written on the note. It's the Bank of England.
So you have to give it back to the bank?
Yeah, the Bank of England own all the currency in the UK. It's a promissory note. It's not a thing. You don't own it. The Bank of England... It's not... Get a bloody coin out, or get a note out and read it, mate.
So you're...
Pay the bearer on
found
demand.
If you found a £5 note on the floor, you wouldn't put it in your pocket.
I wouldn't.
You're saying if you found a £5 note, you would take it... To the bank. Is that what you're saying?
It's degrees of how you consider, if you consider it worth it or not.
I turned up a cash machine in Basingstoke, went to put my card in, and there was 30 quid sticking out of it. And I took the 30 quid out, and I went in the bank and handed it in.
Now, if you saw a £5 note on the floor, what would you do with it?
I'd pick it up, and I'd go and take it to a police station.
Would you?
Yeah, I would. I'd take it to the next one that I passed. I wouldn't keep it. It's theft by finding, mate. My first, when I did a law degree, we went on a field trip to the magistrates' court, and the case that was on, the first case that was up at the magistrates' court was a theft by finding of two £20 notes. Guy was up there, and he spent a whole night in jail, and he got a £275 fine, and then he was released for finding two £20 notes in Sutton Coalfield.
Did he get his 40 quid back or not?
It wasn't his. That's the point. Jesus Christ, Greeny, pay attention.
So do you always call it a field trip when you go to court, then, Ewan?
It kind of was. We took a packed lunch, if that's what you mean. And I had a Pac-a-Mac thing that went out in with the hood on it. But it didn't
and
rain.
An escorting police officer.
It didn't rain in the court. Yeah. The iPad. Do you prefer yours standing up or lying down?
I cannot believe this story exists.
Pedumptish. A survey's been done that says, apparently, Touch publishing company OnSwipe has released its first OnSwipe Sage report. I love being dyslexic. That details how users interact with their iPad. The report surveyed the habits of 127 million iPad users, and here's what they found. 41.2% of iPad users prefer to do it standing up, while 59.8% preferred it lying down. There you go. That's portrait or landscape for those that haven't got the joke so far. How do you use your iPad? Do you prefer it standing up or lying down?
Lying down. I like it straight up.
You straight up? Charlotte?
Lying down.
Lying down. Greeny?
My age, anyway, you can get it, really. But you knew that was coming, didn't you?
I expected diagonal out of you somehow. I'm a landscape man, I have to say. But then I watch TV on it all the time. My iPad Mini, I tend to use a lot of portrait, but my iPad 3, which only does Sky Go, I do that lying down.
Yeah, I like to read portrait, if I'm reading, like, a magazine or something.
Yeah.
And if I'm watching something, obviously I'll go widescreen.
Okay. So you do a lot more watching than you do reading? Looking at the pictures rather than reading the text.
Actually, it's probably 50-50, but I do like watching Netflix and Sky Go. and I play OSF on it.
Right.
Obviously, subscribing to the British Tech Network podcast on it.
Of course.
Obviously.
What's kind of funny about this, though, wouldn't it a lot of it depend also on the type of app you use? With the apps that are actually on your device? I mean, because there's a lot of apps out there that they don't even allow portrait. It's just landscape. That's all you get.
Well, everyone, you have to play portrait.
Mind you, this particular one, I think, isn't it a plug-in for websites that people can swipe between? So they might only be measuring browsing, in which case it's... you know, it's not restricted to the particular application.
Yeah, you wouldn't do 127 million people in the high street, would you? It's not a high street survey.
No. But it's the software.
What were you thinking, Dean? Don? Dean?
Dean?
Dean? Thank you, Dean.
John Dean.
Apparently, the most popular.
John Dean in the morning. Sorry.
The most popular time for iPad use is 10 p.m. Is it watching?
Oh, that's probably about right.
Watching in bed.
Yeah.
I think it's what Big Russ is saying in the chat room.
What's Big Russ saying? Lying down with one hand. It's a one hand. It's a left-handed. It's a left-handed iPad. Got you. But it doesn't do flash.
Anyway,
Adam says 9.8 inches is far better when you're lying down than straight up.
Every time, boys.
Mm. Oh, okay. If you're Apple, release some news for God's sake, will you? Especially for the bash. There's going to be
swore again.
There's ladies and children's present. This podcast and all the others is brought to you by UK. I've got enough. We need to just stop. We can talk shit afterwards if you like, but UK 2 are brilliant. Craig's coming to the bash, I think, and he is going to be there. You can bring him your tech support tickets and he'll get them raised up the pile. No, I'm kidding. There is none, because everyone who has a problem gets sorted out. UK2 are great. They sponsor us. They keep our sod off swagger every time. I'm going to put you back in the middle next week with Bert. UK2 are great. Don't listen to Kyle. Don't look at Kyle on the screen. Just buy UK2 products via our website. Use the offer codes. They've got a deal at the moment on .net, and you get them for £6.49 or something, but our offer code still works, so you get another 20% off that. And they've got a real big promotion on personal servers that's around for the next 7 days. So go and have a look at that and get your stuff from UK2. Go via our website. Use the offer codes from our website. And everyone will be happy. Support them because they support us. Cheers. Right. I haven't done reviews. I need to have a look at reviews. But in the meantime, while we're waiting for reviews, we'll do Have You Got a Pick? Don Mac.
Yes, I've got a pick.
With a fixed grin, mate. He's coming to me. I must smile.
No, I'm watching the stream, which is about 5 minutes behind, so I'm just seeing Cat and I'm stuck in this thumb up. So I went a little bit behind it. Right, my pick for this week is the Fitbit one of these little activity tracker things. It's very good. I used to have a Fitbit and kept losing it. And then I got one of those up bands that goes on your wrist, and that didn't really work out to me too well. But this one is brilliant. It's the new one, and it synchronizes via Bluetooth with your iPhone. So basically, you just install the app on your iPhone. Every time you open the app, it will synchronize automatically with the Fitbit and tracks all your steps and your stairs and your distance moved, etc. Really neat.
Excellent.
Fitbit One. I'll recommend it.
A good pick, mate. Oh, how much is it, by the way?
It's 79 or 80 quid.
Nothing. A mere bagatelle.
Well, you can get a Fitbit Zip, which is cheaper. That's about 50 quid. Oh, there's also, they do a Flex thing as well, which goes on your wrist.
And it's so cheap, I've forgotten how much it is.
I don't know how much that one is.
Yeah. I've just refreshed the comment cast to see if we've got any reviews. And we have. We got one from the Pope. Not interested in Macs, but very interested in this show. He's obviously a Windows man. Funny, informative, and a great weekly romp through the world of Mac that he's not interested in. Never mind. And also, Strider Paul's put down, this is a brilliant show for everything Mac. It's also a brilliant show for a laugh. Serious with the fun. I've learned so much more about my Mac products from shortcuts and tweaks. Great apps. Brilliant show, but check out the British Tech Network as there are many other great shows available. Cheers, Paul. Thank you very much, mate. Good review. If you want to leave us a review, please do stick it in iTunes. Every one that we got, thanks to Greenie, we got a wonderful, wonderful application that that finds them for us every week, and we'll read them out. Mr. Swagger, what do you have for us?
Mine is something I stumbled upon in the App Store. Right now it's free. They say it's free for 1 week. I don't know. I've seen it on and off been free. It's called THX Tune-Up, and essentially what it does, it tunes up your television and your sound system, and they have a thing in here where you can get started, AirPlay it to Apple TV, so you can get the color correction correct on your TV. You can put in the brand of your TV, the brand of your sound system, and it really just helps you tweak the system that you have to its best potential.
That's
really.
THX as in the sound system that's in cinemas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And it really does the job. It does well. It has videos you can AirPlay over. I would recommend at least something that you can AirPlay with it. You can do an HDMI connection to your TV, but I've only used it via the Apple TV, and it really does. It works great. I've been very impressed with how the color balance that's helped me tweak with the TV. So I'd highly recommend it if you're into audio and visual things.
Did you say
in
it was
your living room?
Free.
It's free. Good right night. Now, anyways.
Do you know, on DVDs, back in the days of DVDs, there was a thing called Video Essentials, and you put the DVD in, it done exactly the same thing, and it came with a little blue filter as well, so you could set up the blue filter in. But it was about £90.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a free app?
That's a free app now.
Excellent. Good man. Charlotte.
Hello.
Do you have a cool thing for us that's Mac?
Yeah, it's a BlackBerry Curve.
Yeah, you can't pick a BlackBerry Curve on a Mac show and expect to get out a live woman.
What you need to get, and I've done this before on the Big Show, but it's an iPad app as well, is Feedly, which with Google, I think, days away, it's a couple of days left of Google Reader, isn't it now?
Yeah, it's nearly gone, yeah.
You need to get involved in Feedly. It syncs everything up, it looks beautiful on an iPad, and it's free.
I'm gonna gladly stand corrected here, but I've got it in me that Feedly draws off Reader.
It used to.
It does.
Oh, it doesn't anymore.
They're going to keep it anywhere.
Right, okay.
And it does draw off Reader initially, but I think they've set it up so if you go in before Google Reader dies, it's going to keep all your feeds.
Excellent.
And you swipe up and it sets up like a magazine. On the iPad it looks a bit like Farboard. And it just works really nicely.
Excellent.
And it's a top blog app. And you can organise everything nicely, you know, if you read blogs about different subjects. And it just works so easily that it's the best replacement I've found for Google Reader.
Sunday, Google Reader's
Sunday
a goner.
Sunday, it's dying, isn't it?
It's a goner.
Sort out this weekend. Get involved.
It's all over.
Take you 2 minutes to sort out.
THX, the only company that can utterly ruin your hearing.
Oh, it can.
And Adam has also put down, I thought the Pope was Linux, I have to say.
What's a Linux guy?
Yeah, maybe.
That's what he said.
A Linux guy, yeah.
Yeah, okay. He said, what's a Linux?
Oh, right. No, was Linux. I didn't say A.
No.
Never mind. Greenie. Let's not confuse it anymore before Greenie talks.
I'm sorry.
Greenie, do you have a cool thing? Yeah.
You know, I was thinking the other day, is it my imagination, or did I ask for a few 30-second silence so we could connect with the cosmos on this podcast a few months ago?
You might have done, but we would have ignored you. So
yeah, I'm fairly sure.
Don't ask for it again.
No, I'm not going to.
Good lad.
No, I was just thinking back.
Have you got a cool thing?
Talking about.
It's magic tree.
I'm sure it's Moonface. Who lives in the magic tree?
Right.
I can't be on my own, I think, of that.
Okay.
Anyway, yes, I have. It's free, and it's for iOS and Mac. Although the Mac version, I think, is a bit of a Jimmy Java thing. Doesn't work particularly well. So I probably wouldn't recommend the Mac version, but it's there if you want it.
Right.
But it works beautifully on iOS, and it's called Yo Window. Y-O Window.
Right.
Yo.
Yo window.
Yo.
And it's a weather app, and you can pick whether you want to be on a farm, whether you want to be at an airport. Why anybody would want to pick, why they want to be at an airport, I've no idea. Or whether you want to be picked by the sea, or you can even put your own photos in there as well. And what it does is it shows you real-time weather and throughout the day. And if you get your finger, right? So it's I've got a little folder on my iPhone called Morning, and my Morning folder contains three things. It contains my NatWest bank account to make sure that to see what's going out of the account that day and if I can buy food. The second thing is BBC News, and the third thing now is Yo Window. And I've been doing this probably for about 6 months. Fantastic! And so you can check the weather, right? And it's lovely that you can slide your finger across the sort of interface, and it will show you the period during the day of the weather, and the clouds move, and there's horses and chickens and birds and everything, and on the beach scene there's little boats that go backwards and forwards. It's really, really lovely. And as you move your finger forward through time, if you want to do that, you can see how it's going to look that evening, and you get shooting stars, and you get the phase of the moon, and you know, in real time, that the moon. It's absolutely magical. It's wonderful. So, your window. And my advice is, if you live, if you don't live by the sea, right, make sure that you set the farm to where you live, and then when you go on holiday, you set the sea picture. So then you can sort of switch backwards and forwards between when you're on holiday, see what it was like when you're on holiday, as in live time, and then when you get home, you can do the farm picture and look out for the little horses as well.
Yo window,
yeah.
Did you say a price?
Really, really, really good, and it's free.
Did you say a price?
It's really lovely. No adverts or nothing.
Did you say a price?
Hmm?
Free. I just heard that at the end, sorry.
My apologies. $1.99.
$1.99.
Yeah,
that's what they charge you. Anything else? Christ, here comes Don.
What?
Quick, he's got loads of money. Let's up the price. was that not you, Don, who said it's $1.99?
Yeah, it's £1.49 UK pounds or $1.99.
Or free.
Don't win, as long as it's free for everyone else.
Yeah, that's you.
Well, I'd buy it anyway, even if it is that. But it's obviously, Don's got a special interface that anything that's free, right. They add a couple of quid on.
There's a piece of code in the app that just recognises Don's .mac account.
You can do with a new website, though. The website looks a bit...
I mean, Don Dollars. That's what they need to do. Don Dollars. You should set up your own Don.
Don Dollars,
yeah.
That would be awesome. That way, if we ever found a Don Dollar on the street, we just return it to Don.
Yeah, the Bank of Don.
I would, Don. If I found a Don Dollar, I'd give it you back.
Good, thank you.
That's because you're scared of Don. That'll why he'd hunt you down.
No.
Well, how's your Don impersonation coming along, by the way, Will?
Say again.
Oh, God. How's your Don impersonation coming along?
Oh, I've been working on a new one.
Oh, go on.
Do you want it or not?
Go on, then.
We went for a Chinese, and you know when you open up the cookies?
Hang on. I don't want anything that's going to get us any shit over being racist or anything. Please don't. I just want to clarify that you're not going to do anything that I could regret later.
No.
All right, okay.
That was a bit random. No,
it wasn't random in the soul, mate. We're talking about you here. Anyway, go ahead.
Well, anyway, so the fortune cookie said,
yeah,
every 1,000-mile journey starts with a single step, right? Now, my little boy, you can't read yet.
Why is that your fortune, though?
Well, I didn't write the thing. You just had a fortune cookie.
Oh, okay, fair.
Listen,
point.
Let me do my impression.
Sorry, do your impression. Go ahead.
Right. Every 1,000-mile journey starts with a single step.
Is that Alec Guinness again?
It's like Alex in the room.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
Right.
Every 1,000...
Thank you, Greeny.
Every 1,000-mile journey starts with a single step. Good enough.
It's a very good voice, mate. I'm not sure it's Alec Guinness's, but...
You've got to do something he said.
It is. It's very Alec Guinness, isn't it?
It's,
I think my
who's the biggest fool? The fool or the fool who follows him?
I never understood the word esque until you did that impression. So there you go. Last but by no means least, Mr. Madden, do you have anything for us?
Well, I'm suffering here. My hay fever has kicked in massively. It's just now. My one's an old one. So I was looking for how to try and improve the Here and There podcast during the week. And I settled upon Audio Hijack Pro. And it's been around for a while. It's $32 from Rogue Amoeba. And what it is it's good because you can hijack virtually all your audio streams that come from your Mac. So you can split it up, and I can hijack the Skype audio. So I can record Missy on one channel, and I can record my mic feed on another channel, and I can record my soundboard on another channel.
Right.
And you can then you end up with like two or three different streams which you can drag into GarageBand and then remix and then push out your podcast. It's really simple and really easy. And it's got loads of stuff in there that I'm still exploring, because loads of effects and settings and stuff. But just with playing out of it for like a few hours, it seems to be able to do some really good stuff as well. And of course, it can like hijack Google Sound as well. All the stuff I got for the soundboard, I just ripped off sites and, you know, from YouTube and stuff like that, or from videos I own.
That were free to download and copy, of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good man, good man.
There's loads of clip sounds out there that are totally free.
Do you say it was £30, though?
It's $30, $32, so that's about, what, £21?
22 quid, yeah, that'd be great. Good stuff. Excellent pick, mate. Well done. My pick is the most annoying, most addictive game I've played in bloody ages. I found it looking for stories for the Bloody Mac show, and I sat down last night and had a play with it when I got back from the rugby club, and it's Icebreaker Viking Adventure, Viking Voyage. It is ridiculously annoying. Basically, all you have to do, it's a cut-the-rope kind of game with a bit of physics involved, and you slice through ropes, hammers, vines, and ice as well. And all you have to do is drop the Vikings into a boat, and then a little bloke in the boat smashes the ice until they're free. And if you get too much... So if you look at that picture there, if you actually swipe where it tells you, you get so much ice that he can't break it, and you end up having to do another couple of cuts. There's really complicated levels where you get vines that drag on your ice block, and you have to figure out which bit to slice and where to get it to run, otherwise it just stalls and stops and it misses the boat, and God, it's annoying. It's like Cut the Rope, but with Viking little blokes that look like they were Michael Benteen's invention. And if you don't remember Michael Benteen, then you need to look that up, because you bloody should. And it was great. There you go. It was I think it was £2.49 or £1.49 or something like that. It's well worth the money. And if you don't want to get any bloody work done, sodding awful. I was up last night. I didn't get to bed until nearly midnight, sitting playing that sodding thing.
In landscape or portrait?
It's a landscape only, I'm afraid. I had to do it lying down with me 9.8 inches aloft. Where can we get a hold of you, Don?
Right, you can find me over at screencastonline.com. Find all the usual stuff over there. And on Twitter and app.net as Don McAllister.
Excellent, mate. Thank you very much. Kyle, where are you?
You can just find me on Twitter. It's easy as that. At Kyle Swagger, Swagger with 1G, of course.
Okay, well done, mate. Charlotte, where will you be?
I'm on Twitter at Charlotte A. Henry. I appear on Mac Observer, on The Wall, and I have blogs which feed to bahmultimedia.co.uk.
And Digital Politico, you still posting there?
Yeah, that all bleeds through to the one thing now.
Right, yeah, okay. Greeny, where are you, mister?
My name is Will Green, and you can find me at BritishMac.com.
Thank you, Will.
That's all right. It was good, wasn't it?
It's a better voice, mate. It's very, very Radio 4.
Hello, my name's Will Green, and you can find me...
No.
Who are you, sorry?
You can find me at BritishMac.com.
No, that was a lot closer. That was an awful lot closer, despite Milligan, than Don McAllister, for a few seconds.
I thought it sounded like Will Green from Houston, Texas.
You should do. You should try and do a Spike Milligan impression, mate, because I reckon you'd get that.
Yeah.
You'd get, Milligan is one you could do. Go listen to some Milligan and then come back with it.
At the bash,
I mean, we will unveil.
Fantastic. You mean, I think pretty much everybody would admit that. You know, you couldn't really get better, to be honest. I mean, you know, if Don's mum closed her eyes and I walked in and I said, you know, my name is Don McAllister, not a lot. She wouldn't know the difference, would she?
Yes, she would. She'd think you were Spike Milligan. Now, I reckon you should unveil your Spike Milligan impression at the bash next week.
All right, then. I'll do it. I'll do my Spike Milligan impression.
Get yourself some video, but you've got to say something he said. But do Milligan, and I reckon you'll get Milligan. I reckon you'll get a huge round of applause for that.
Well, I'm not going to say I'm Don McAllister in a Spike Milligan voice, am I?
Well, you do now.
Are you saying Don sounds like Spike Milligan?
No, I'm saying you sound like Spike Milligan, and you sound absolutely nothing like Don McAllister.
Don, be honest.
It could be Spike Milligan doing a bit like Daniels impression.
You practice it, Greeny. We'll unveil it at the bash. If you're coming to the bash, you will hear the grand unveiling of Will Green's Spike Milligan impression. There you go.
It's going to be massive.
Plenty to work on, mate, in the week. Plenty to work on. And last but by no means least, Mr. Madden on mute. Well done, mate, with that cough. And bad, bad hay fever. Where are you, pal?
I'm on Twitter at Clausio101 or in our Google Plus communities or on the Here and There show. New one put out just the beginning of this week and midway through this week.
And administering them beautifully, mate. Thank you very much. They're a real good find. Really enjoying playing those. Good stuff. All right, mate. We'll be back next week at the bash. You won't be a live show. Don't tune in on Friday. Don't sit in the chat room. Don't be waiting for us to switch on because we won't be here. You've got to get yourself a ticket. You've got to come to the bash. There is no stream from the bash. A, because you should have bought a ticket. And B, there's absolutely no frigging internet around where we are. So we probably would be able to put up a bit of audio at best, no more. So you're going to have to come. There'll be loads of pictures. We'll stick pictures up on the site or on a Flickr page or something like that. And there'll be loads of video shot. So everyone will be shooting things. So it should be great fun. Get yourselves down. If you haven't got a ticket and you've been waiting and waiting and waiting, now's the time. Get yourself down to Birmingham. Come and have a go at the bash because it's going to be loads and loads of fun. We'll see you next week. Thanks for listening.
Cheerio.
See you at the bash.